Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I see what you did here, Joe. Portland Trail Blazer coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones have been arrested as part of a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia, according to ESPN.com.
May your first fixed game be a masculine game, and then we move to WNBA next year.
A total of 34 people were arrested as a result of a years-long investigation covering 11 states and involving tens of millions of dollars, FBI Director Cash Patel said. He also said, your winning streak has come to an end, and you can bet on that.
Who's your writer, Cash?
I have no idea. Law enforcement officials said the multiple charges involve four mafia families and organized crime networks, with Patel saying of the money involved in that, the fraud is mind-boggling. I mean, it's good that the four mafia families could work together, though.
Yeah.
I mean, can we?
I see we got the NBA, the NFL, and MLB here. It's just everybody coming together.
Let me ask you this, Jeremy. How long before this becomes a RICO investigation?
I mean, shouldn't it already be? Like, I mean,
I haven't heard that yet.
Well, again, I guess it matters how many guys do we have the whistle. The proverbial whistle being blown. Whistle. Like, if Gilbert Arenas was one of these guys that basically starts talking, and he's trying to get off scot-free because they caught him, and it's like, hey, I can give you this. We don't know that that's what's happening, but that's honestly what I believe has happened.
If Gilbert Arenas did that, and he's talking about it, bumping his gums about it, he doesn't understand how mafia works, does he?
He did this like a month ago, because the
problem... Yeah, but you don't know how the mafia works, my friend.
Well, the other part of this, too, is he talked about all these illegal poker games he loved playing in, and LeBron loved playing in it. That's how Damon Jones gets involved with this. Gilbert Arenas told this story about playing poker at LeBron's house all night long, and he's at the free throw line, and LeBron comes up and whispers in his ear, because they all made fun of Damon Jones. He goes, you know he's coming in the game to win this game. Talking about Damon Jones, who didn't even play the entire game. The game goes to overtime. You know who hits the game winner? Damon Jones.
But this is not a bar fight.
Yeah.
This is not telling the police about who started the bar fight.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
People may be upset with you. This is... Whistleblowers in cases like this wake up dead.
Disappear. Yeah. You know? You're like, your name has changed. Like with Chauncey Billups, he just got inducted into the Hall of Fame and he can't even walk on another NBA court again. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Joe. Wake up dead. Joe said, hey,
wake up dead.
Wake up dead.
Oh, man.
Or get caught missing.
Yeah.
It's hurt.
Get caught missing.
You know what I mean? This is not. I don't know when you say the mob, the mafia is involved. Hey, Rob, we investigating this thing involving the mafia. Did you see anything? Nope. We have video that said you were there. It wasn't me. Well, if you don't, we're going to do this. I will deal with you. I'm not dealing with them. You have laws. They don't. I ain't dealing with you. I mean, dealing with them. Like I know Gilbert Arenas is sometimes clueless, and he thinks things are funny that probably aren't sometimes. But this, my friend, if you are a whistleblower, you don't want people to know you're a whistleblower involving these people.
Well, the other part of it that it gets me to is, so let's say you start talking about the things that you know. So now, if this happened, you've thrown Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier under the bus and Damon Jones or whoever you were involved with. Now, it's going to be up to them. Are they the big fish or are you looking for somebody even bigger?
I was just about to say to you, how much bigger does this get? This is not over with, right?
No.
There's more names. You got 34 people now. It's more.
We just talked about it. Like, people don't want to admit that the mafia is still around and that there's mob ties to certain things.
There's a chance the guys like Chauncey Billups are glad that they got caught because
there
they
went
so
out.
Deep with it. Yeah.
You're under their thumb.
This might be the only way out for them.
I mean, this is such a loaded story. And then literally I left here yesterday, went and got my shot at Life Med and then had to race home. And while I'm in Life Med, I see Rob's calling me. I missed the call him back. And he starts telling me all the other, I said, are you serious? He's like, you don't. And then it just kept unfolding more and more where it's like Chauncey Billups, what was the writing they called him? Was it Agent 8 or Conspirator Number 8? What number did Chauncey? Oh, okay. Yeah. So
what gets me is this also. I mean, there are people in the NBA who cover the NBA trying to tell you, well, this is not, going to be a black eye for the NBA. This is not really going to hurt the NBA. This, trust me, number one, where we are right now, it will. It will. Number two, we're not done. The NBA allowed a Miami Heat to sign Terry Rozier and did not tell them this investigation was going on. Why did they not tell them? Because they wanted this to go away.
That's Terry what Wendell said. They wanted to sweep it under the rug.
Terry Rozier is not big enough to sweep under the rug. There has to be somebody bigger involved for you to want this to go away because Terry Rozier is such a small fry in this thing. You want to make an example out of him.
How do you
want to put him up front and center?
How do you feel if you're an acquaintance of Chauncey Billups and he's literally bringing you to these card games where you're saying, hey, it's cool. I'm going to go play poker with a bunch of celebs and former NBA players and actors and musicians, whatever it may be. And then you're going there and he's just cheating you out of thousands of dollars. A guy that's made over $100 million in his life is cheating his friends out of thousands of bucks.
Jeremy, what you're not understanding, though, that wasn't his money. He was cheating you out of that money for someone else.
No, he was getting paid on this too.
I understand that, but he was doing it also because they owned him at that point. Did you hear the whole investigation? He was involved in something else first. I thought the poker game was the second leg of what he was doing.
See, I feel like the mafia ties were more for the basketball games than that's. Okay. I don't have any inside information. But
initially, they said the poker game was mafia related.
It doesn't surprise me that it's mafia related, but the mafia's not going to have issues throwing him a couple of $1,000 or $50,000 here or there when they're making, you're paying the piper. He's getting his cut, but you'll get your cut. And that's how they keep stringing it along. But you're still under their thumb.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, how do you get making that kind of money? How do you get caught up with anybody anyway? I mean, my circle would be so small and so tight. I'm not.
You know what it is? It's love gambling. Money. Because what happens is, all of these guys at some point had a vice, poker, blackjack, roulette, whatever it may be, sports betting, anything, MMA, like whatever your vice was from a gambling standpoint, people do this all the time. And where it puts you, what people don't realize is when you get down and out, you start chasing. And then all of a sudden you've lost so much money that you're like, I don't have that right now. I'm going to get that for you. Well, too late because now the VIG's running on whatever you owe. And once you do one thing for them, you're going to keep doing things because now they have you on that.
And I say it once, I'll say it again. I don't just say this because they pay me to talk about them, but that's why I think legalized gambling, that's when it's good. That's why it's one of the good things because you can't get that deep. You can't. If you don't have money in the account, and also as far as the illegal part about it, they flag it. They flagged this a long time ago with the NBA. NBA ignored it.
See, I also think that there's one of the biggest illegal sports books or illegal, you know, using a bookie. A lot of people in Philly are still doing that. A lot of people up and down the East Coast.
Because you don't have to have the money up front.
And what did I just tell you? Yeah, you don't have, well, with them, well, yeah, you don't. If you're betting through a local guy, a lot of it's on credit for the most part. And some of the guys don't mind extending your credit because they know they're going to get, they'll either have you, especially if you're a celebrity, or if you're in a position of power to impact a sports betting game.
If you're betting online, you have to have the money now.
Yeah. It has to be in your account, and then you have to put it up. Like, if I had $600 in my account and I wanted to put $500 on a team minus 110, I would have to bet $550 to win $500. So I'd have $50 left in my account.
Right.
And when you're betting through like a local bookie or whatever, you're putting it in on an illegal offshore site.
You're calling them.
You're calling him. You're texting him, putting your plays in. And that's how that's working. And like, again, I brought this up yesterday that it's weird that there's so many NBA referees that come out of this one small town in Pennsylvania. And I just sat here and talked about this. You know, there's a ton of illegal sports books across the country. I mean, that's not going away because people have to bet with credit.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Ravens, what has to go right for the Ravens to get the dub? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've had Antonio, now we have MJ, and now it's officially TGIF. Oh, and by the way, the answer to the question?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know what the question was, but that is the correct answer.
Can we just end that segment there? What has to go right for the Ravens to win is the question.
Oh, I didn't even need it. The answer was Lamar.
Lamar.
Unbelievable.
Let's even play Jeopardy. Lamar, what is the question? What has to go right for the Ravens to win? That's it, Jeremy. I mean, it doesn't guarantee a win, but if he doesn't play, it almost guarantees a loss.
And that's how I think not only we feel, but most of the public Ravens fans would feel the same way. Like,
no. Pat Ricard.
Well, there's one. Yeah. I mean, look, it's a really big part of this offense. It's just not like, you know how we were doing, I said it was a side talking about like Ricard. You know what I'm talking about? Like if you looked at it as a dinner plate and you were saying, hey, the most important part, that steak sitting there is Lamar. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was saying that Patrick Ricard was like a side, but he's more like the little salt that they sprinkle on the top of it.
Wow.
That makes it go.
So Derrick Henry would be the side.
I don't know, maybe, but I think Patrick Ricard is really important to the meal. But the meal is Lamar. There's no, like, that's what makes everything go. Everything. And I think a lot of people are misreading this. I was literally just writing as I'm doing a bunch of my gambling stuff in the commercial breaks. Like, I am going to what's called ladder Derrick Henry this weekend. And what a ladder is in gambling is, Derrick Henry, let's say his rushing prop is 90 yards. Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm betting $100 every bet. I'm going to put 100 yards on Derrick Henry over 90 yards. I'm going to put $100 on him over 100 yards. I'm going to put $100 on him 110, 120, 130, 140, 150. Mm-hmm. And if you hit, you don't have to hit all of them to win money, by the way, because the more you go up, it starts going to plus money. Now you're plus 230. Now you're plus 350. You know, that's what happens. You don't have to win all of them. But you have the two key ingredients to this running game along with Derrick Henry coming back for the first time together this year against the fifth worst rushing defense where the Ravens are coming off of a bye. I love this play.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, I mean, that's not a whole lot, man. I mean, because when Lamar plays, the turnover part of the game is settled. The balance of the offense part is settled. He can keep the defense off the field. Or he can score quickly when you need to. I just think, I mean, say what you want. I mean, you can criticize all you want. You can try to find criticism all you want. No one, and as you said, even Vegas agrees with you, no one impacts winning and losing more so than Lamar Jackson. No one.
Nobody in the league. Pick someone. And, like, how great is Pat Mahomes? Still does not have the same impact when he misses that Lamar does from a point spread standpoint. It's close. It's close, but Lamar moves it even more because you're impacting the running game. You're impacting the passing game. And I know they all can do it, but Lamar, to me, more so than a lot of these guys for how he keeps moving those chains, impacts the defense.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this great Friday. This is I love the cameras in studio. I will say that. I probably am alone on that. I love the cameras.
I like
but
it.
One thing I don't like. I don't know what it looks like outside. It's really bothering me.
I do.
You know why Red Fox held out from doing Sanford and Son? Remember the episodes of Sanford and Son where you never saw Red Fox? Yeah.
No, I remember that was going on. Yeah. It's more in your...
It was contract dispute.
Really?
You know what one of the things he wanted?
What?
Windows in his dressing room.
I mean, it seems...
One of the things he wanted.
Seems reasonable. Yeah. Well, hey... Look, we were having this conversation off the air the other day of like how when you were a kid, or at least I was.
I think they ought to put your ass over here so we can open up that window.
Nah, I ain't moving. I like this. I'm saying like I feel like there's...
Why you ain't sit over here while Ed was gone?
Why am I going to sit in his seat when I got my own damn seat? I got my own computer with all my stuff saved on it. So we open the window. Huh?
So we can open up the window.
No, then you come sit over here and look out that window.
That's not outside.
It doesn't matter. It's still a window. Look out it. It ain't affecting my light.
Joe even has his window over there closed. I don't know why he ain't on camera.
In case he put him on camera. Joe, are you on camera in there at all?
It's wide open, and no.
You're just the voice.
You can't go further back. What's that side? That side get open this way?
It doesn't. It stops because of that.
Okay. I apologize.
Whining ass talking about, I need my sunlight. I need to see the sunshine because I don't know what's out there.
I was just talking to Joe real quick, Rob. My
darkness makes me sad.
What do you have? What is it called again?
Seasonal.
Seasonal. That's right.
Depression.
So you'll stop bitching when we get to winter or when we get to spring?
Yeah, it's unlike your depression. It goes all year long.
No. So to be fair, mine doesn't stop.
That's what I said. Unlike yours.
It's every day. Hey, guess what, kid? You're worthless. Oh, thank you so much. Who said that? Oh, I did to myself.
Someone right now said, why are they joking about depression? Because that's all you can do.
Yeah, man.
It ain't going nowhere.
That's
all you can do.
Honestly, it's an easier way to talk about it when you start laughing about things.
It is. Absolutely. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Lamar Jackson plays. The Ravens are 2-5 on the year. Lamar Jackson puts on his cape, and he will carry this team to a 9-2 finish. I'm kind of glad in here that Lamar Jackson said put them damn games away. Not that I think they needed to do it, but that just tells me that he's taking a sense of responsibility and accountability. He's saying, do what I'm telling you to do, damn it. Well, maybe on the field he will.
Oh, man. I went on FanDuel Radio. I did a segment with them. And Andrew Filippone, who's a radio host up in Pittsburgh. I wanted to bring this up because I forgot to bring it up last week, or maybe we did talk about it. He guaranteed a Steelers win against the Bengals. Like, there's no way they're gonna do it. They can't. The Bengals could not beat the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. If the Steelers lose, he was going to get his nipples pierced with no numbing agent. So
did he do it?
Today he's getting his nipples pierced.
With no numbing agent.
Yeah, it's just
You know what? He wanted to do that.
That's what everybody says, that man. He wanted to do that. You've been wanting to do this and now you got a reason to do it.
It's like that lady who said the girl who says, if you do this, I'll do that.
Yeah.
You wanted to do that anyways, but I'll humor you.
I will, yes. I'll do that thing if you want me to do that. It's like Quentin Tarantino in From Dusk Till Dawn. If you meant what you said, I'll do it. I mean, did you mean what you said back there? I'll do that.
Jim Duquette joins us to talk World Series at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Mike Preston to talk Ravens up next on The Fan.
Preston Love
Who's
Train.
That?
Join hands.
Who's that, Jeremy? You know the band, the group?
This is, Love Train is?
I'm thinking circa 1974.
Who is Love?
It's the OJs.
OJs, okay. Yeah,
it's Gerald LaVert, Daddy and Company.
I know Gerald LaVert.
That's his daddy.
I know his daddy.
And two others.
I actually had some OJ CDs when I was a kid. Columbia House again.
Yeah, OJ CDs?
Yes.
I had 1972. I had OJ's 8-track tapes.
Did you?
Well, my mom did.
I had all of Marvin Gaye's songs.
Mike, you remember 8-track tapes, don't you?
He's darn right, man.
Still got him in his car.
Hey, man, and I still can come down that Soul Train dance line with that big bush.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Hold on, wait a minute.
The moving. The walking two-step.
Yeah, and the big bow tie like Don Cornelius. Come on.
And the Swedish knits.
The what?
Triple knits.
Swedish knits.
We used to call
You said
call
knit, right? Knits. With a T?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought
it was it was one syllable anyway, so it wasn't what you thought. Mike Preston joining us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline.
Mike said Big Bush. I'm still trying to put that one together.
Oh, sticky. Come on now.
Now we're definitely in the 70s.
Lamar Jackson practiced light 2 days this week. Mike, does he play Sunday?
That we'll find out today. You know, you keep hearing that he isn't. Look, Rob, let's be honest, okay? If he doesn't play, we're back to the basic offense that scored 13 points in the last two games.
Turn the ball right over like they supposed to, huh?
Yeah, Cooper can't throw, and he can't run. Tyler Huntley can run, but he can't throw. All right, so they better hope he plays because that's the only way they're going to win the game. All right, that's the bottom line to it all.
We were talking about the importance of getting some of these pieces back. Roquan back on defense. I saw Marlon back at practice. Did you take anything away from what you saw against the Rams defensively? Because my whole thought process is I think they're going to be better against the run. I still don't know if that pass rush is going to work.
It won't work. It can't work because you don't have the guys. I mean, they go out and sign Carl Lawson. And, you know, the thing is, he might help the pass rush. Hey, guys, let's be honest. If you have a pass rusher out here right now that's available, what does that tell you?
He ain't worth anything.
Well, Mike, whose pass rush has he helped?
Mike, I told them they played a highlight of him beating Alejandro Villanueva when he was on the Steelers. when he was on the Steelers. It's like, how many years back are we going to at least kind of credit this? Like, hey, look at that.
Yeah, so they're desperate. The pass rush is not going to be there. I mean, even with Roquan Smith, has he really played well in the last year and a half? He hasn't. He needs to step up his game because that's the only way the run defense gets better. Can they do it against the Bears? I don't know, because the Bears, man, they went out during the offseason and brought in three free agent offensive linemen. So they're getting better. You watch the team, they're getting better. They're getting in a groove. The Ravens better be careful because this team is they've won four games in a row. They lost the first two. But in the last four games, they've had 15 turnovers. So they're running to the football. And if the offense catches up a little bit, watch out for the Bears. They're a decent team. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're getting better.
Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. You brought Roquan Smith up, and I know players are defending Zach Orr, but Roquan Smith's game has not been the same since Zach Orr took over as the defensive coordinator. And we saw Dafi Oweh last night playing with some speed. He also hit a sack last week as well. Is it any chance that this maybe the scheme is what's causing guys like Roquan to look like their normal selves?
That's a tough question, because when you lose a guy like Madubuike, who's out for the season, you can get to your middle linebackers.
Yeah.
What I don't see him do, okay, and I know it's old school, but I don't see him shock and shedding blockers. And you can get away with that when you're on the outside, weak side, whatever. But when you're in the middle, you got to be able to do that. And I haven't seen him do that in the last year and a half. Last year came in too heavy, and he admitted that. And this season he comes in. I think he's playing okay. But then when you lose Madubuike, that's a tough one to swallow. Broderick Washington, he's on the IR, so he hasn't played. You're kind of leaving your middle linebacker exposed. So it's two things you got to ask yourself. Is he playing that well, or is that defensive line playing that poorly? I think it's a combination of both.
Regardless of what anyone thinks happens in this game, win, lose, high scoring, low scoring, I think Derrick Henry finally has that big game again. What are your thoughts on what we could see from him, especially with the return of Lamar and Patrick Ricard?
I think Ricard is a big get for this team. They need him back. Is it the other guy who was their fullback, tight end? Man, when he would hit guys, he would just fumble. He would just fall. Ricard is a guy who can turn guys. He can run through them if he has to. So that's a major plus. But the key for Derrick Henry is to get to the line of scrimmage with his pads square, not where he's running on an angle, because then his body's exposed. And I think if that happens, they could run for a lot of yards. But if it doesn't, they're back to square one with this running game, because their offensive line just has not played well. And basically, it really comes down to the O-line.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, give me a winner and a score.
I think the Ravens win because they have a sense of urgency. If they lose this one, they're done. I don't care what anybody says. They're finished. To go to drop the 1-6 and they're at home, you know, I think they'll play well. I think they'll do okay. And they might get on a little semi-roll, you know. Win two in a row. All right. But, Rob, first of all, win one game. A game. Just win a game.
I agree.
All right. And then after that, you just talk about going on a roll, because you got Miami coming in on Thursday night, or Miami playing down there in Miami. But just win one game before you talk about anything else. Win a game. The Ravens win this one. They'll beat them by like 3 points, 21-18.
Hey, man, tell me all about Be More Sports Pod.
Well, you know, just going there, talking about the game and going it over with Jerry Coleman and rehashing and going through the game and looking forward to the next week. And I do the report card, which I do on your show. But, hey, man, we're having a good time. Got a lot of views, got a lot of clicks, so it's moving along, doing well.
When you guys are coming out for the show, does Jerry come out to the Soul Train line first, or do you go first and then he follows? How does that work?
He can't work with this. Get out of here, man. I'll dust him. trying to come up with a little bow tie. Jerry Coleman, his bow tie is bigger than Jerry Coleman, okay? So we don't have to worry about that.
Hey, just don't talk trash, because the last time somebody talked trash about Coleman about tennis, they got dusted. Jeremy Kahn.
What? Who? What are you talking about? Dusted? I never played the guy. This is a waste of my time. It's a waste of my time to play him. Like, he's like, oh, you come out and play. He keeps talking all the trash about, I would smoke him, and I haven't picked up a racket in 5 years.
Uh-oh. Hey, I think this is a game. Game on.
Hey,
right
Mikey,
here.
Mikey, did you hear or see me stir the pot?
I get tired of that nonsense.
Rob, you didn't stir it. Not only did you stir it, it's time to play now. He didn't challenge him. He didn't challenge him.
Coleman laid down a gauntlet years ago. Jeremy just won't do it.
Yeah. No, Coleman said, hey, well, let's do it. We're doing it on October 2nd. Jerry, that's my anniversary. So you can't do it? No, I can't do it that day. Jerry would pick these random-ass days to try to go play tennis. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing it. I just don't have any time. You know what? I should just do it and just beat his ass so it's over with. But, like,
You know you're not moving too well right now.
It does not matter.
I mean, you're having a hard time.
He's
moving.
Acting like I'm a guy that's never played tennis. I played for 4 years.
You move laterally like J.J. Hardy ran bases.
No, I move okay. My footwork's good. The rest of the body don't come as quick. I guess that could be taken in many ways.
I ain't going there.
That'd be a good thing. Hey, Mike, we'll see you on Monday, man.
All right, see you guys.
Take it easy, Mike.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Jim Duquette joins us at 9, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, the world is stupid today, so we are going to tell a story about an ex-basketball player and what he went through, and it's a big reason why you will never see me in Indonesia, if you guys don't know this story. This is just ridiculous. We're also going to talk about China apparently sending some smoke shows that are hot spies to go sleep with tech brothers out in Silicon Valley. Do you think that's a real thing? And lastly, Florida woman gets arrested and she tells cops they can't arrest her because she's someone's wife. I'll tell you who she said. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Coming up next. World up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, before we get stupid, two tickets to see the Maryland Terps homecoming football game on November 1st at CQ Stadium in College Park. The Terps take on the third-ranked, undefeated Indiana Hoosiers. Caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. Get yourself a pair. All right, let's get dumb here. There's some interesting things that I think are going on. Let's start off with this. The reason why you'd never see me in Indonesia. An ex-Utah State basketball player named Jared Shaw is in Indonesia, and he's in trouble for marijuana charges.
Oh, he took the song literally.
What?
That'll smell like Indonesia.
Oh, well, maybe. He's been in jail for 5 months. He's had money stolen by three different attorneys. He's yet to receive an arrest document or a trial date. And you know what he's on trial for?
What's that?
He had edibles, the marijuana charge. He had edibles in Indonesia. It is, it can be upwards of, you know, years in jail all the way up to the death penalty is what he's facing.
Woo.
The death penalty for edibles.
You're right. That's why you're never going to Indonesia.
You will never see me in there because when I go abroad, you bet your sweet bippy that I'm getting in my rocket ship at some point and we are going up to the moon. It's not like my wife's like, I can't believe you're doing this. It does not matter. I will look ahead and see what the trouble would be had I got caught, because that's why I would not be going to Indonesia. You ain't going to see me doing that. It's just like death for an edible. Like, where in what world does that even make sense?
No, none at all.
I can't believe this is something that's even happened. It said 8 people were executed by Indonesia by a 13-member firing squad in 2015 for drug smuggling. 2 Australians, 4 Nigerians, a Brazilian, and an Indonesian. While he feels he's paid enough.
Like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah, I know. They all walked into a firing squad. Nobody walked out. No. While he feels like he's paid enough money to avoid the death penalty, he still doesn't know how he'll fare in the Indonesian judicial system, which he doesn't even know. When he's being, like, how this is coming about, how long he's going to be in there until he finally gets his day in court. It's been reported that more than 500 people are on death row, most of them for drug-related crimes in Indonesia. They must not have any drugs there. Because why would you do that if you knew the penalty was death? Right?
Yep.
It's just unreal, man. All right. Let's get to this story. Sex warfare. China is allegedly sending smoking hot spies to Silicon Valley to sleep with tech bros, steal all their secrets, and then marry them. Bond. James Bond. Smoking hot, they said. This makes sense, right? This feels like it's out of a movie, but like if you saw it or heard this, you'd go, well, yeah, if I was going to spy on some sort of technology and advancements in that, why wouldn't I want them to go get with these tech bros and find out what everyone's building?
Yeah.
Maybe I steal their idea. Maybe I just get intel on what they're building. You don't know if it could be military grade stuff, whatever it is.
Yeah, you don't know what the tech could be, contractors working for military or something.
But they're calling this sex warfare. James Mulvanen, the chief intelligence officer at Premier Consulting, my eyes are still bad, which provides risk assessment for American companies investing in China, said he was one of the many men recently targeted by the foreign seductresses hoping to gain access to the U.S. tech secrets. I'm getting an enormous number of very sophisticated LinkedIn requests from the same type of attractive young Chinese women, said Mulvroom. It really seems to have ramped up recently. I think those women send me messages on Telegram.
I was just about to say, I get those from Asian women all the time.
WhatsApp, no Facebook. Hi, we haven't talked in a while. Yeah, like forever, because I don't know you. And that's the same picture the other lady had, Muhammad. It's like, come on, man. We know what you're doing. We know what you're up to. Not even a real woman. But with this being said, like I said, you could turn this into a movie and it would make total sense of why you do it. Sex warfare. But you know how twisted it has to be that, let's say you meet someone, you think you've fallen in love, you get married, you've been together 6 or 7 years, and then you find out she's a spy and she doesn't even love you. Talk about your all-time backfires.
Yeah, that's a gut punch.
Yeah.
That's a gut punch.
That's just an ugly one. Speaking of ugly ones, this lady, woof, Buzz's girlfriend. Florida woman claims she should not be arrested because her husband is Eminem.
Oh, didn't you send that story?
Yeah.
Or did I see it somewhere?
No, I think we both got tagged in it or sent to us from, maybe Chris sent it, as he usually sends us a lot of this stuff. But Eminem has a new girlfriend, as we reported last week, and now he supposedly has a new wife too. at least according to a woman who allegedly refused to pay for her meal at a Florida diner. The incident went down Monday when 54-year-old Jennifer Kleber allegedly sat down to grab some grub at Daryl's Doggone Good Diner in Silver Springs. After she polished off the last bite, the bill came out, and the cops say she turned her nose up to it, says, "I'm not paying for that. I'm Eminem's wife. Why would I pay for something when I'm Eminem's wife?" You know, that's how many times have you gone out and said, "Hey, I'm not paying something because I'm so-and-so's wife," and it's worked out?
Well, it would be hard for me to be somebody's wife, but I got your point.
Yeah, okay.
I got your point.
It's like there's so many just dumb people in the world. She didn't want to pay any bills. She didn't pay restaurant bills, previous bills. But this time there was a twist when the police arrested her and arrived and arrested her. Spouse is none other than Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, if you were talking to an Australian.
Why would she pick Eminem, of all people?
Because that's her husband, dude. What do you want her to pick?
All right, you're right.
Like, are you being serious right now?
I'm sorry. You're right.
She said the iconic rapper would be taking care of the bill. What's his number? He's got to be in your phone, right? Yeah, I don't have him in my phone. We just got married. I mean, it just happened. And this woman, I mean, she's got all those marks on her face like she's been doing meth. I mean, she's probably not bad looking outside of the fact, like, she was probably good looking a time before and has just kind of hit the wall a little bit and things have gone
awry. Because I saw it, I just didn't read it.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture in the commercial break. But, and they also said these reports, it's just kind of crazy. They're showing pictures of Eminem's new girlfriend. He does have a new girlfriend who is his longtime stylist, by the way. But this crazy lady, you're not married to Eminem. I bet you're not married to anyone. That's your world stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. Rick Ritter at 9:15. But on the other side, game one of the World Series tonight. Jim Duquette, our resident GM, breaks it down on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.